Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlick's Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlick supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
To boost your farm's bottom line, start with soil health. The 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference returns to Salina, Kansas, January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions, double from last year, and hear from 37 top speakers on soil health. Don't miss the popular No-Till Trade Show, presented by Farmer's Edge, sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Arrow Seed, Echo Ag Solutions, Agro Liquid, Needham Ag, and Pacines Ranch. Register now to save off walk-in rates at notill.org. Well, look for the cattle complex to likely open on a mixed basis today, thanks to a residual selling on one hand and short covering on the other. Hog futures should resume trading today with moderately lower prices, checked by follow-through selling and softening carcass value. Now, cattle futures could start to throw out a few bids today. Don't really expect much definition before tomorrow or Friday. A few isolated trades were actually reported on yesterday in parts of Colorado and western Nebraska, 116 and 116.50. Such limited business seems prompted by the sharp drop in spot February live and basis opportunities. Now, I expect the cash hog market to begin today with another round of steady to firm bids. Interestingly, new year fundamentals have started pulling in the opposite direction. Given great margins, packers can live with the stretch for quite some time. If they have to, now lean futures seem staged to open moderately lower, pressured by follow-through selling and pork demand worries. Now, soybeans on the grain. Soybeans finished the first trading day of 2017 at a six-week low as funds and others exited long positions ahead of a big Brazil harvest, which starts later this month. Corn held on to modest gains to finish a two-week high following a dismal year in 2016, while winter wheat slid from early highs to close lower. Now, on those wheat futures, the two winter wheat markets finished lower for the day as they were unable to hold early gains, while spring wheat was narrowly mixed. The strong dollar likely played a bearish role in the futures. Exports are fairly quiet. Algeria and Morocco are seeking optional origin wheat, but higher cost freight from U.S. ports may make U.S. origins too pricey. Corn closed about 4 cents higher for the day and above a few key moving averages. However, it largely remains in a 15-cent trading range that goes back to October. Soybeans closed lower and at a six-week low ahead of the South American harvest. We'll check your futures in just a moment.
2017 has arrived, and Bell Ringer 30 coming up the 11th and 12th of January. Going to be broadcast live out of Denver by Superior Livestock on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. On Wednesday, January 11th, I feature yearling cattle. On Thursday, January 12th, weaned calves. If you want more details, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Bell Ringer 30 coming the 11th and 12th of January. Don't miss it.
Live cattle futures, February down 117 at 114.87. The April was down 62 at the close, 113.95. January feeder cattle down 25 cents, 130.20. And the March was down 7 at 125.02. February hogs down 265 at 63.50. And the April was down 117 yesterday, 66.90. On the grains, Kansas City, hard red winter wheat, March down 4.5 cents at 414. May down 4.5 cents, 425.5. Chicago wheat, March down 1.5 at 406.5. May down 2.5 at 418. March corn up 3.75 at 355.75. May up 4 cents at 361.5. March soy was down 9 cents, 995, and the May was down 9 cents at 1003.5. March cotton up 5 cents, 71.83. The May up a penny, 72.13. February crude oil up 28, 52.61. The March up 28, 53.57. February natural gas unchanged, 333. March unchanged, 332 per million BTU. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.